Hare Krishna. Once again, a unscheduled podcast. My computer is having little problems, and Sundaru Prabhu is working on it for me right now, so I don't have access to the questions, but I'm going to speak a little about preaching and book distribution and its importance to us, particularly at this time of year as we're approaching the Christmas marathon, which gives everyone a real opportunity to distribute Srila Prabhupada's books to a very receptive class of people, because during Christmas time people are always looking for gifts, and certainly the best gift you can give is the gift of transcendental knowledge. In becoming Krishna conscious, we make such an effort ourselves. Devotees really aspire for something very, very lofty in a vision of Krishna consciousness. And at the same time, as we practice sadhana and devotional service, we recognize that, ooh, this is really, you know, we really got our job cut out for us. So there's this term, you need all the mercy that you can get. And mercy comes from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu especially, and particularly when, not only on one side when we make an effort to become Krishna conscious, and the other one is when we give Krishna consciousness to others. Indeed, these two things are wed together. So when Lord Chaitanya said, Yare Deka Tarikaha Krishna Upadesh, then he says, if you try to do this, if you give Krishna consciousness to others, then the influence of the material energy will stay far away from you. Material energy will not be able to touch you, and you'll always have my association. So it's a wonderful statement that Lord Chaitanya is making there, that if we want to actually be Krishna conscious, it's not enough simply just to chant Hare Krishna, but we need to give Krishna consciousness to others. The reason for that is certainly it's enough to be Krishna conscious by chanting Hare Krishna. If you want to get special mercy that accentuates the benefits of your devotional activities, then that will come from Lord Chaitanya, from actually helping to spread his mission. Of all the ways of spreading Lord Chaitanya's mission, the best way is by distributing Srila Prabhupada's books, and that's an opportunity that's now coming up for the Christmas marathon. I know here this year I hope to do a big Gita Jayanti as well. And Vaisheshika Prabhu was here, and he's really sort of introducing a revolution in ISKCON, inspiring all devotees to be book distributors, that it's not just the part of the quote-unquote book distributors, the full-time book distributors to distribute books, but everyone. Everyone's responsibility is to share the burden of spreading Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission. Lord Chaitanya, when he gave this order, he was not talking to a book distributor. He was not talking to a temple devotee. He was not talking to a brahmachari. He wasn't talking to a full-time devotee. He was talking to a grihastha, a householder who had maintenance. And yet still, he gave him that instruction. Similarly, that instruction is there with us as well. Do we take responsibility for spreading Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission? And whether we are male or female or young or old, if somehow or another on a regular basis, a few hours a week, a day or two a month, or if we just put aside our time and go out during the Christmas marathon some specified time, that then actually gives us the opportunity to fulfill our religious duty. And by fulfilling our religious duty, we make real spiritual advancement. The time is coming up. That's why I'm mentioning it, that wherever devotees are, marathon is taking place somewhere, at least I hope it is, during the month of December. Here we actually start sort of in the month of November. Particularly farm devotees go out a little early. They get a little warm-up marathon, a pre-marathon, because they're farmers for the most part. So and they're not out all year round, so it takes them a little while to sort of get in gear. And if we do this thing, giving books to others, scriptures give a list of many, many benefits. I don't want to entice people, but starting from material benefits of how you become economically sound and stable, to obviously the spiritual benefit of going back home, back to Godhead, giving out Bhagavad Gita, giving out Srimad Bhagavatam. And of course, even before talking about giving books to others, there's one relevant question that arises, have we given the books to ourselves? I wonder, do all my listeners have a set of Srila Prabhupada's books? Do they all have Srimad Bhagavatam set, Chaitanya Charitamrita set, Nectar of Devotion, Nectar of Instruction, Bhagavad Gita? Do devotees all have all of these books, particularly Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, Chaitanya Charitamrita? If not, then book distribution really starts with that. Somehow or another, let me purchase, let me acquire these books. Because without them in my home, my home's not a home. It's in the same way as a materialistic person thinks, well, I have to have a garage in my house for my car, or my house isn't complete without one television, or one television within each every room, or what's the use of a house if the electricity or the plumbing isn't run in. Similarly, in a devotee's home, what's the use of my house if I don't have on a central, very central place, if not even on an altar, Srila Prabhupada's books? And then, of course, it's not that the books are meant to sit on an altar, but I'm meant to be actually reading these books and absorbing myself in these books. And if you don't have, then please consider immediately getting those. Life is incomplete. Krishna consciousness is incomplete. And it's like sort of practicing Krishna consciousness with the handbrakes on. Because if you don't have Prabhupada's books, then you're not reading them. And they're not only meant to be read, but they're meant to be studied, they're meant to be meditated on, they're meant to be imbibed. We're meant to know Srila Prabhupada's books. We have access to so much different types of information on internet and other media. But we're not becoming Krishna conscious by that, or at least certainly not of the non-Krishna conscious internet media. But what we do become Krishna conscious from are the transcendental words of both our founder Acharya, predecessor Acharyas, Krishna, and others. So please concentrate and think about this. See how you can make some plans to really participate in the upcoming Christmas marathon, participate in regular preaching activity. We may ask, well, how much do you have to preach? Ask the question, how much do you have to eat? How much and how often do you eat in order to sustain your body? So every single day. You have to eat every single day. Similarly, ideally, preferably, Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya. One should preach on a daily basis. But even if you can't preach on a daily basis, at least do it regularly. Because you're giving back what you're getting. When we ask the question, how much do we preach? Well, the question is, how much do you eat? How much do you need in order to sustain your body? You need to eat regularly. And Krishna gives you water, air, food, money, circumstances with which to live. That's Krishna's kindness. It isn't that Krishna just waits until the Christmas marathon and once a year he lets you eat. No, he gives it to us every day. We need to reciprocate with Krishna. And our reciprocation with Krishna is doing what Krishna has requested of us. He hasn't asked a lot. He hasn't asked us to leave our home, to leave our family, to abandon everything, to take sannyas. He simply asked us that wherever you are, you just stay there. Stane stita. You hear about Krishna. And whomever you meet, preach to them about Krishna consciousness. Give them a book. Hare Krishna.